AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I've talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
We'd like to welcome everyone to another episode of the Gangster Chronicles podcast, and I'm with my dog,
Big J.
You know, we hear about the police shooting a lot of people. You know, sometimes it's proper, sometimes they're just, you know, shooting somebody.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, more often than not, unfortunately, they don't have to use the excessive force they do. As we see recently in the new thing, you know, they shot a man in Arizona that was in a wheelchair.
Damn.
A brother that was in a wheelchair got shot, right? I guess this just happened. The Tucson Police Department has officially terminated a cop who killed a disabled man shooting the wheelchair-bound 61-year-old man 9 times in the back and side. Now, this is a guy in a wheelchair. Now, the killing took place the end of November in a big box shopping complex south of downtown in the Arizona City. A 4-year veteran of the Tucson Police Force, Ryan Remington, was working on a special duty side shift of security for a Walmart store. There, a man named Richard Richards allegedly shoplifted the toolbox. As Richard rolled out the store in his red mobility device, an employee asked to see his receipt. And according to an account offered by the Tucson police, Mr. Richardson brandished a knife and said, "Here's your receipt." Officer Remington, having observed that encounter, pursued Richards out of the store and into the parking lot in a slow speed chase on foot, In a video released by the police, Remington can be heard calling for backup, alleging Richards pulled a knife on him. A second officer soon arrived on the scene wearing a body camera. As seen on the video from that device, Richards was ignoring Remington's orders and rolling towards the entrance of a Lowe's Garden Center. Remington shouted, "Do not go in the store, sir." But Richards did not obey. Remington suddenly opened fire at close range, shooting 8 times in rapid succession from behind the wheelchair before firing a knife shot after a brief pause. Richards can then be seen toppling headfirst into the pavement, where he gets handcuffed by Remington. Richards was declared dead shortly thereafter. So he pushed the man over in his wheelchair, James' dead, lifeless body, handcuffed him, and left him face down on the ground.
Straight disrespectful.
Yeah, it was disrespectful. And I imagine, and this is not saying that the guy in the wheelchair was wrong for stealing, but there's no way you can justify shooting him that many times or shooting him, period. He was wheelchair bound.
When they just say, for instance, I shot somebody, and I shot somebody multiple times, they're going to give me another case for the manyest times that I shot that person. I forgot what they call it, but I know somebody out there know what it is. Excessive force is a motherfucker, but it don't apply to them, but it applies to us. So what's the fucking reason for shooting a handicapped man 9 times? Even if you got a knife, you can't take that knife from him. Where's they training at, bro? You got to have some type of training from that. You can't disarm a handicapped man. You don't need to be a police officer.
Well, that's the thing, James. This guy's in a wheelchair.
Right.
It's not like, if it's a big burly guy, because a guy with a knife can take you out. I can see if it was a regular walking man with a knife and says, I got this knife, I'm going to stab you. But from what I know, especially security, once a person's in the parking lot, you're really not supposed to pursue them anymore.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
He's gone already.
Well, we're talking about a police officer, though, right?
Yeah, we're talking about a police officer. And this guy was evidently, I guess, doing some side work with Walmart. You know, he was out making them an extra few dollars, I guess, doing some security in Walmart. And he just kind of just took that way overboard.
So what they're doing about it is did they file charges against him for doing it?
Well, here it is right here. Tucson Mayor Regina Romero quickly blasted the slaying as unconscionable and indefensible in a press conference the day after the shooting. Tucson Police Chief Chris Magnus scoriated Remington. "I am deeply troubled by Officer Remington's actions," he said. "His use of deadly force in this incident is a clear violation of department policy and directly contradicts multiple aspects of our use of force training." The chief announced that day that the department had already moved to terminate Officer Remington. So he's getting fired, and I wouldn't be surprised to see his next step being a lengthy sentence in jail.
That all depends. Some of them don't get... I mean, it all depends on what you mean. Lengthy, what, 5 years? He took a man's life.
Yeah, he took a man's life. Like, to be honest with you, I think the only way you can justify this, because that man's family is about to get paid.
I mean, they are, but it ain't about the money.
Yeah, it's not about the money. That really don't matter.
So this is where what I see. When shit like incidents like this happen, this is what they should do. Every police officer have to retrain, because you gotta be trained for different situations in the street, because you're gonna have all different type of shit that happens. So if you can't take a man in a wheelchair down, you shouldn't be working. If you don't have anybody on the force that can talk to a kid with Down syndrome and just out there acting irate and really don't know what they're doing, if you're not prepared to handle a certain situation, then they shouldn't be called to the scene for that type of shit. Everybody is not equipped to do certain things. So somebody has to be equipped to handle multi-situation, different shit, man. So here you got a 61-year-old man dead. They could have tased him. They could have... Mm-hmm. I mean, they could have pulled out the shield and rushed him. They could have cuffed him. They could have got him.
And, you know, and I'm not laughing, James, because I'm not laughing at the loss of life here. I'm laughing because this almost doesn't seem real. This man is 61. You know, not to mention the wheelchair, James, the brother was 61 years old.
Right.
He's not kicking up too much dust at that age.
And the cold part is you don't even have respect for life. You killed him out the chair after the fact.
Yeah, he said. And then one of the things that you had to mention, they said after he shot him the fifth time, there was a pause in between the sixth shot or the ninth shot, whatever it was. It was a pause in between. Like, he just looked at him for a second and just busted on him one more time.
Then just said, fuck it.
And put the handcuffs on him, James, when he was dead. He was done. You shot the man nine times in the back.
Is he still a threat at the time, though?
No, he's not a threat to me. That man was a threat. The moment you saw him in a wheelchair, first of all, and I'm pretty sure that's against Walmart's corporate policy to go chasing people into the parking lot, because you have to imagine the amount of people, especially these Walmarts, the way they are now. They right. have these big box Walmarts, you know, with the grocery stores inside them. Those places are huge, right?
Right.
So you got to figure it's somebody every 5 minutes stealing something out of there, whether it's a toothbrush or a candy bar or a TV. You got right. people that work there stealing. You got people coming in stealing. So I'm pretty sure Walmart already budgets that as a part of their business. Theft is a part of their business, and say, okay, we go lose about $100,000 a year in the store from theft.
Right.
People are going to steal. So you chasing a man out the store with a toolbox and you start shooting. Now, just think about how dangerous that is for the shoppers that are there, because you always go have people that are looky-loos. You know, the looky-loos of the crime scene? You always go have people standing around seeing what's happening. You out there shooting. James, you know how easy it is for a bullet to go through a window somewhere else and shoot somebody else? It was a girl that lost her life at a TJ Maxx or something like that, maybe 6 months ago, from that same thing, police shooting, and she ended up trying on the dress with prom and loses her life.
Right.
That was just irresponsible. That's not, I'm pretty sure that's not any training to go shooting somebody in a public place.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta have some kind of order here. You gotta have somebody gotta be able to take a motherfucker down just because he got a knife. We got guns, we got tasers, they got rubber bullets, whatever the case might be, you don't have to just shoot people.
Exactly.
Well, the way they cracking down on police today, you might be right. But you know, this keep happening. We ain't gonna have no police officers because ain't nobody gonna want to do the job. They not protecting each other like they used to. So a lot of people would quit, gonna quit. But I mean, do you wake up in the morning feeling like you're gonna kill somebody or you want to kill somebody today? You know, police officers are just like us. They human. So if they wake up and go to work and have issues with their old lady that night, they take that bullshit to work with them. The majority of them do. Some don't know how to separate family life, you know, your life at home compared to going to work, you know, what you do at work every day. So I don't know, man. That's crazy. He might not. The way this shit go today,
He definitely lost his job 100% for sure. He's out of there.
So he lost his job. Can he go to another state or whatever and become a police officer there, another county, another.
You know what? I would imagine with the police force, James, that it's like kind of like a blanket thing. If you do something in one precinct or another district out of state, I'm pretty sure when they check your record, if they heard that you shot a dude in the back in a wheelchair outside of a Walmart at night and left him on his face, you know, with his face down, ass up, I'm pretty sure you're not getting a job nowhere else. I would hope not. You know, I would definitely hope not. I would definitely hope not, brother. And I think the thing is with all of these guys is that they get a sense of power, right? They get a sense of power and they just feel like they rule the world. That could be the only explanation I could think about this, is they get a sense of power and they just feel like, you know what? And I bet you if we go back, he has fell out with this guy before, because that sounded personal.
You think it was personal?
Yeah, I think it was personal, because, you know, if you get a guy, usually these guys that go in these stores stealing, James, they usually go all the time and steal. That's why they go to certain stores, because they feel like it's easier for them to get away. You know, so if he was in there stealing a toolbox, I'm pretty sure it wasn't his first time stealing, because I've seen guys in wheelchairs running their cons. I'm in the grocery store, like if I'm in Sam's Club or somewhere, I see dudes all the time in those wheelchairs, you know, the ones that they have for the store.
Right.
The little mobility ones. I've seen a guy, I saw a guy one day, just this past weekend, I'm in the, you know, from the meat section at Sam's Club, and the dude is stuffing meat under up under his thing. Who gonna check him? I didn't say nothing. I should have told him to throw me a couple steaks up under there, and I'll shoot you a few dollars when we get outside. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, grab me these ribeyes, dog, and I'll shoot you $20 when we get outside, you know? But, you know, I'm just joking, people. But I see people all the time doing stuff, and I tend to mind my business, you know?
Right.
I tend to mind my business, so people in wheelchairs do steal. So I'm pretty sure he has gotten into it with that guy before, or he was a guy, because in some of those stores, they have suspects in the back, like this dude come in stealing all the time. We can't catch him, but we know he's stealing. That sounded personal, James, because he tore that dude's ass up.
It's something was on his mind to shoot him 9 times. You know, people in a situation like that, every day, game banging and all that other shit, it don't have to be personal. It just, man.
You know what, man? Whatever it is, James, there's nothing that justifies that. That's like the craziest thing I've ever heard. I think that's almost worse than the little kid we heard, dog.
So was this guy black?
You know what? Let me see. I didn't really think about what color he was, man. But okay, let me see. They have footage of the killing, not online. I don't know the guy's nationality, James. But I don't even think in this case it don't matter, man. You shooting a 61-year-old man. Well, a 61-year-old guy.
I mean, all points of it, it do matter. It matters because, I mean, look where you at. And then, you know, we can't deny that it ain't racism out there. We can't say there's no racism with police officers. We can't say there's no racism in the hospitals, fire department. We can't say that. The military, because it do exist. Why would I shoot a man 9 times, and I'm here to serve and protect? It's supposed to be unheard of, but it's not unheard of. It shouldn't be that common, but it's common.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy, reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
You feel me? Yeah. So, you know, you got to figure out and you got to understand, you know, what's going on in the mind of a motherfucking police officer at that time of shooting a man 9 times and then tipped him over in his chair. Yeah. Then handcuffed him. After you
then handcuffed him and he's dead. He's no longer a threat. So you putting the cuffs on the man, and that just showed that he didn't have a heart, James. That was pretty like that. That's pretty like that's pretty callous.
Well, when they say that that's procedure, I think you only use that type of shit when it's necessary. A motherfucker moving. You know, the first thing they say is stop resisting when it's clear that I'm just standing here, or you got your knee on my neck, or I mean, it's almost seemed like it's damn near planned. It's orchestrated. It's we can get away with it if we just use these certain words, these certain tactics. Do it this way, and your ass is covered. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's the thing. It sounded really personal, but here's another one right here, right? Now, we had another guy, another young black man, Jalen Walker from Akron, Ohio. He shot 46 times. An autopsy revealed Jalen Walker, the unarmed man who was shot and killed by Akron, Ohio police at the end of a high-speed chase, had 46 gunshot entrance wounds or graze injuries, Summit County Medical Examiner Dr. Lisa Kohler said Friday. His death was due to blood loss from his internal injuries, and the cause of death was multiple gunshot wounds, Kohler said. Tests revealed no evidence of drugs or alcohol in his system. He said Walker, a 25-year-old black man, was shot as he fled police officers trying to stop him for an alleged traffic violation. He was remembered as soft-spoken, loving, and kind at his funeral Wednesday. Details of the case continue to emerge amid public scrutiny of how law enforcement personnel across the United States use force, especially against people of color. Walker was black, while 7 of the 8 officers who fired on him are white and 1 is black. City has said all were put on paid administrative leave per department policy. So they're on paid leave now, right? Jalen Walker suffered at least 60 wounds in the fatal shooting, Akron Police Chief says, and authorities released body cam footage. Kohler said the gunshot entrance wounds included 15 on Walker's torso, where he had internal injuries to his heart, lungs, liver, spleen, left kidney, intestines, and multiple ribs. 17 on his pelvis and upper legs, where the right major artery going to the leg and the bladder were, injured in the pelvis and both femurs were broken. One on his face where the jaw broke, 8 on his arms and right hand, 5 on his knees, right lower leg and right foot. Walker's family and representatives were able to review the report prior to this announcement at a news conference, Kovac said. His cousin, Rodre Walker Jr., told CNN on Friday, "I feel like we've been echoing, zero threat, zero violence. I keep saying his name. Young African-American male from Akron, Ohio, who was looking to explore the world, lively young man, loved to travel, even made plans to come down to Houston to visit the Rodeo Renaissance Festival, and even catch a live WWE event," he said. So his life was taken away way too soon. You know what we're going to have happen, James? And I'm going to tell you this right now. And it's already happening. People are going to start going back to war with the police. In a minute. It's going to be the streets against the police in a minute.
Well, you got to look at it like this. And that's some crazy shit. You lose a family member that been shot that many times by people that are here to, are supposed to be here to serve and protect you. Who in the fuck deserved to get shot that many times?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It just doesn't make sense. It defies logic almost.
And just because he was running, was he in a car?
Yeah, he was in the car. And see, that's the thing, James. When they say somebody is on a high-speed chase, do you know how many times? I haven't been pulled over excessively necessarily, but I've had times where the police were trying to pull me over, and I didn't know I was the one they were trying to pull over. If you in traffic sometimes on the freeway and you're just in the mode of driving and you haven't done anything wrong, sometimes you don't notice flashing lights behind you. So theoretically, right. If you may drive a couple of miles before you aware, and they might hit you with the horn, like with the you know, but then you pull over, right? But technically, if I'm driving for a couple of miles, what's to stop them from saying I was running?
That's true too.
I'm trying to evade capture, because you know, evidently he pulled over at some point, right?
Right.
So he pulled over. You got him pulled over already. I don't see anything that can justify them shooting that man that many times. He didn't have a weapon with him. He didn't have a gun. He didn't have no drugs in his system. He didn't even have no weed in his system, James. He was sober. The man was sober. And well, I think it's just a hell of a coincidence that this keeps happening to us. This keeps happening to black people.
It ain't no coincidence. I mean, it is what it, that's why I say, man, is what choices do we have? I think they believe that every black man is violent. And it shows in these videos where they done pulled over or shot one of their own because he was black. They disrespected and treated him just like he was a civilian, a regular motherfucker like us. But a black police officer got his ass whooped. A black police officer got pulled over. After saying he got a gun, my gun on my hip, the whole nine. He didn't want to fuck with him like that. So, man, even our black police officer are scared of police officers. So, man, I mean, you know, these people talk about us, but look how they're killing us, bro. And we don't do shit about it.
Well, you know what the problem is, James? And I want to say this, and I've never been one that want to sound like a preacher. You know what our problem is, James? Is that we're too busy attacking each other to really focus on what the real threat is.
Right. Well, see, we don't want to deal with the real threat. We ain't trying to trip with no white people. We ain't trying to argue or fight with no white people. Mm-hmm. We are more comfortable with fighting ourselves.
Yeah. And I think this is, you know what, and I keep saying, because this is definitely a color thing. This is definitely race motivated, right?
Right.
But, and I don't think it's so much as tripping on white people as tripping on authority, on the people that authority that are out there actually killing us, because the average white person don't have the same power that a police officer has. You know what I mean? They just can't come and just shoot you. They can't come and shoot you. But most of these white police officers, James, have ties to racist organizations already. So them being a police officer is just a bonus for them.
Right. It gives them a license to kill.
It gives them a bonus. So just imagine if I belong to a white supremacist organization and now I'm a police officer, I got a badge, and I catch me and you riding the car. Okay. I got two black males driving. One of them suspicious. They're suspicious. One of them, they run the tags and everything. They pull us over, right? It's nothing. There is nothing on God's green earth that can stop them from saying, oh, he lunged toward me. He was combative. He was argumentative. Because I'm going to tell you, I've had instances, James, to where I know I was on point, kept my hands on the wheel. Officer, I'm reaching in my back left pocket to pull my ID out, you know, my driver's license to give it to you, and I'm letting them know everything I'm doing, and I've still caught attitude.
Right.
I've had a dude that had his knee in my back, arms pulled back, and I'm laying there, James, can't hardly breathe, and he's telling me the whole time, stop resisting. It's like, dude, I'm not moving. Like, where am I going to move to? You're about to break my arms off my shoulders.
That's what I'm saying. See, I learned a long time ago, there's no win. So all of the arguing and telling them, fuck you, you're only making the matter worse for yourself. So when you apply and you listen to all their commands and all that other shit that they ask you to do, it's still the same thing, because now they get mad because you're saying, yes, sir. Now they mad because you complying to all they commands. So they still get mad. So you're in a no-win situation as it is. See? No, go. You're already in a no-win situation. So, I mean, you know, we can't win. We can't win with it. But, I mean, like you said earlier, at some point, people going to have to get up and fight, because, man, it's wrong to shoot a man with no gun, no drugs in his system. What is your excuse for shooting him that many times? I mean, you chopped him down, yeah, pretty much.
That's manslaughter, James. They slaughtered that man.
Manslaughter?
He was executed. That was an execution.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
That's what they used to do back in the days, tie you to a tree and just have target practice at your ass. That's what that was.
Yeah, that's what it was for sure. And you know, James, me and you both have, we both have fairly young sons, you know?
Right.
We have young men. And I'm going to tell you, and I'll be honest with you, my son is home from camp now, right? He leaves back Monday. And I'll tell you, I would be glad when he goes back, because every time he's not at home, I'm scared. And I'm not scared because of something he gonna do. I'm scared because of the police and the number of many things that can happen to him, because statistically he's a target.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this. It don't only happen in California. These two cases we're talking about now didn't happen here. This is all across the goddamn world. This is all in the United States. This is happening everywhere. So no matter where he goes, it could be Pittsburgh, Denver. It doesn't matter. You got this same shit going on everywhere. We sit here and talk about it, and then we complain about what we going to do, what we going to do. They killing us. Man, first, we need to get together. Second, they need to stop. We kill each other more than anybody else have ever killed or killing, period. But we complain when it's the police doing it and all this other shit. We ain't complaining about gang violence and how many motherfuckers died just this 4th of July. How many people were killed? You know, it's crazy. Let's stop crying and hollering wolf and shit and stop the gang shit, these killings out here. And then you can go and talk and say, stop killing us. But we got to stop doing it to ourselves first, dog. People don't understand, man. This shit is bigger and it's going to get worse as the years go by.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
And I don't see it slowing down. You remember, we just had all the marching and stuff going on. We just had all this going on. It's like a perpetual cycle. You dig what I'm saying? It's the same stuff that keeps happening repeatedly. And the thing that really pisses me off, James, is that we have no respect for ourselves.
Right.
If you look at, you look at all the stuff, and I'm not, you know, we're not big on talking about people on this show, you know, mentioning people's names. People are free to do what they want to do, but we have everybody online now, man. You would think that this would be national headline news. You know, a man got shot in a wheelchair, shot that many times, right? Right. The stuff in Ohio, you know, the shooting in Ohio, the Akron, Ohio shooting, it was a national incident. Now it's a worldwide incident. You know, those guys are going to go to jail. Those police officers, they're going to get charged, I believe. I think they're going to go to jail for this, because there are too many people talking about this.
Right.
There's too many people talking about this. The government is getting involved and everything else. They said that the legal team representing the family said the medical examiner's report confirms the violent and unnecessary use of force by the Akron Police Department on an unarmed young man who, as the family expected, was not under the influence of drugs or alcohol. He didn't have nothing in his system, James. And I don't think this man was running. I don't think he was running because you pulled him over at the point. I think that's cap for them to say, oh, he was trying to evade arrest. For what? It don't sound like the man had a record. It don't sound like he had no criminal record. He wasn't drinking. He wasn't high. He wasn't drunk. They had no excuse. It sounds like this is just a thing. And I've told you, James, some of this stuff sounds really personal.
Even with this boy on the highway?
Yeah, it sounds personal. They mowed that kid down, man.
Yeah, they did.
They mowed him down. You know, I tell you this, it couldn't be my son. Couldn't be my nephew. Couldn't be no family member of mine without me losing my mind.
That's a different, what you call it, different conversation. But, you know, just like with his family, they expect you to keep a level head. I would be fucked up because of the times, how many times y'all shot him. Just like the guy in the wheelchair. Did you have to shoot him 9 times? He's in a wheelchair. And who gets shot 40-something times? At some point, you stop. You give up.
You know what that means, James? That means they were all back there literally executing this man. That's like a firing squad. You got 5 or 6 cops just shooting at you 46 times?
Thank you.
That's a firing squad.
You ain't no Charles Manson. You ain't running for no murders. Or they got a, what you call them, a tip that such and such was, they behind him. He's known for carrying guns. I mean, what is the motive? What? Even if you got him pulled over at this point, at what point do you say, come on, let's just cap this motherfucker? Everybody shooting. One star fine.
Well, I will say this. This is what they did fine. A gunshot residue test was not performed on Walker, the medical examiner said. The police accused him of firing what appeared to be a gunshot out of the window, right? They did find a gun in his car later, but the police said he was not armed when he was killed. You're allowed to have a gun in your car. That's his excuse right there. And they said that the tests were not conclusive as to whether the person did or did not fire a weapon. So, see, that not conclusive shit is a dangerous word because more than likely he didn't fire the weapon because if he would have fired a weapon, they would have been able to tell the ballistics test, you know?
Especially right then, it ain't too long after.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it would have still been on his hand fresh as a motherfucker.
Yeah, so they didn't find no... So, he didn't fire this gun, James. I'm a legal firearm owner. I own a gun legally, right?
Right.
I can transport my gun in my car as long as I don't have it loaded. If my gun is in my trunk and my clip is in my glove box,
glove compartment.
Yeah, I can ride around with my gun. I'm not a threat to nobody.
Right.
I'm not the Flash. I'm not Superman. I can't go assemble that in 2 seconds and be ready for action. You can't do nothing if you got a gun in your trunk and a clip in your driver's seat, you ass up pretty much if something happened.
Well, I've been in the situation a couple of shootings, and the first thing they do is put bags on my hands, over my hands. They cover my hands, put them in the bag, and tie the bag so they can do that test. So you don't try to rub it off or nothing like that. So if that man fired a shot and they shot him dead, they still supposed to put the bags on his hands.
Mm-hmm.
Just to secure that, because that's evidence to make sure it ain't no blood. And I mean, they didn't do that. I don't know if they did or didn't do it, but that's one of the things that they do. I know they do that out here. It might not be one of their procedures, you know, across the world, but you know, it just don't make no sense for a man to lose his life by the police shooting 40 some times.
Well, what they did was The United Nations is involved now. The UN, the actual UN is involved now. And they're investigating this. These guys are going to do the jail. They're going to go to jail because you know what? This can't be brushed. This is too big. It can't be brushed up under the rug. Because one of the things I'm tired of is I'm tired of people not being held accountable for what they do.
Right.
They need to go to jail, James. You know, this family, I don't care if they get $1 trillion. Money doesn't cure the loss of a young one.
Can't bring back.
They can't bring them back. Those people are going to be fucked up for a long time. Their lives will never be the same again.
That's definitely one you'll never forget. 40-some times. That's, man, that's overkill. Bro, that's overkill. And, you know, unless you own some set it off Queen Latifah shit, get out with your Uzi blazing, man, I can see it. But if you ain't died with that pistol right there in your hand and they got you right there, ain't no sense of that. Ain't no sense of it. So, but who am I? You know what I'm saying?
46 times, man. Have you ever been shot at by the police, James?
No. No. I done ran a lot. I didn't, and like I said, I done had the bags put on my hands at least 3 times. And knowing this, they done pulled guns on me many, many times.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia, starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank God they didn't shoot me. I haven't been shot. I have resisted a whole bunch of times. Reggie can tell you that. You know, Bunchy had to help them put me in the car one time at my house. You know, I just wasn't going. Fuck y'all.
You was cutting up, James?
Huh?
You was cutting up?
Yeah, I was on one. And, you know, Alton thinking or feeling like they're gonna do something to me, he hopped from the other side of the police car off the passenger side, hopped in the back seat and pulled me by my waist, my belt, and help them bend me in the car, because I'm upright like, motherfuckers, I ain't getting in this motherfucker. And took me to jail. So I've been in that situation. The sheriff's different story. I done been slapped the shit out of. I done been beat up with the stick. You know, that getting caught 3-4 o'clock in the morning out there. Nobody out there. We didn't have no phones where we was videoing them. So pretty much everything they did to us back then, except the ass whooping to keep it pushing. Ain't no filing a complaint or none of that other bullshit. So going into that substation and going back to the gang module, mm-hmm. I mean, they OSS, they whooped that ass when they wanted to, and it ain't shit you can do about it, but accept it. You know what I'm saying? So two different stations, they had two different ways of handling their business, doing what they had to do. Compton, it was more easier. I was more quick to kiss my motherfucking ass and mm-hmm. tell them, come on the porch, I'll beat the shit out of you. Opposed to telling the sheriffs that, okay, we'll catch you. And they catch you out there at that midnight. Mm-hmm. And they whoop that ass. Oh, you ain't talking shit now. Well, I can't. I'm handcuffed. What are you talking about?
The sheriff is low key the most violent ones.
Will take your life.
Yeah, I told you about when they caught me. They caught me on Atlantic one time. Man, it tore my Escalade up, man. Tore my whole car up. Tore the baby seat out the back. Tore my speakers up. Tore all my stuff. And told me, have a good night. Left it all on the ground, said, have a good night. I was laughing on their way out. Didn't give a damn. And I felt like a little hoe, James, asked, what's your badge number? That's all I could do. I couldn't do nothing. I just got pumped.
And that's all it is. So I wouldn't look at it like, I mean, they the only ones that can do that to you. The average motherfucker that walk up to you can't do that.
Oh, no. So, that's what I'm saying. You're pretty much getting pumped.
Right. So, I mean, you accept that shit just like every other motherfucker. Anybody else say that they didn't accept that? Let me rephrase that. It's a lot of cats that fought back or fought the police. But at the end of the day, you ain't finna win. You ain't winning. None of us.
Oh, no. So, you fighting a losing battle.
Oh, yeah. All the time. So it's some cats like Compton Police, like myself, that we gonna have to fight. But when you fucking with them shares wasn't playing. Them shares will let you go and kill your motherfucking ass. They will, you'll get caught up there on them tracks.
100%. 100%. And you don't have no, I tell my sons, right? Before my sons started driving, James, I gave them all the same thing. All my kids, I gave them the same speech, right?
Right.
You cannot win a battle with the police department, right or wrong. Shut the fuck up, get your ticket, and go home. Make it home. If you get to being combative and argumentative, because see, I'm going to tell you, I see white folks cuss police the fuck out. It's the police the fuck out, and it's the funniest shit in the world to me. Why the fuck are you pulling me over? I have no do this. Hurry up and write me the fucking ticket. Balling the ticket up. They talk all kind of shit. They get nothing but sirs and everything else. If it's one of us, we get in the Billy Club.
Well, see, white people are comfortable with white people. We fuck up. Where we fuck up at is we complain at the wrong time, in the wrong place. We complain in the dark alley, opposed to complaining up under the light or in the daytime or whatever the case might be. Then, how do you prepare your kids for a situation? When the situation happens, all that shit go out the window, man. I was taught, listen to the police, or don't do this, or don't do that. But as soon as you get or interact with the police, all of that shit is gone. It's totally different. Because, like I was saying earlier, you might run into a good cop that say, I ain't here to violate you, I ain't here to this. Why you giving me a hard time, yada, yada. All I want to do is go home to my family. Or you might get that one that just, what the fuck is wrong with you, stupid fucker? And that's going to say shit to piss you off.
Yep. And that's not it, James. This just happened, right? A mental health call turns into deadly police shooting of armed man. See, he was armed. This guy was armed right here. A man was severely hurt after being shot by Phoenix police on Tuesday, July 19th, the department says, following a call for a mental health crisis. The unidentified man died hours later, police confirmed. The shooting happened on July 19th near 111th Avenue and Camelback Road. This is in Arizona, when a man reportedly had a crisis at an inpatient mental health facility at a home and was making suicidal threats. He says the manager of the facility called the police saying the man was making threats against staff and towards himself to jump out of a window and to cut himself. Officers arrived and began talking with him, but then they say he pulled a knife out of his pocket and began getting close to them. He was told to stop and drop the knife several times, but he continued. One of the officers involved did use his taser toward the man, striking him. However, the taser was ineffective. The man continued advancing toward officers with the knife still in his hand, Bauer said. It was at this point that the officer involved shooting took place. Medical aid was given to the man. He was taken to the hospital in critical condition and died not long after. The man hasn't been identified, but he is said to be a man in his early 20s. Bauer says it appears two officers were directly involved in the shooting, one using the taser and the other using a gun. Crisis intervention team officers and mobile crisis teams were called out to the scene, but the shooting took place before they got there. The investigation is ongoing. This is another situation. You're two professional police officers. You're professionals. You've been trained in situations like this. This is a man with a knife. Don't get me wrong. Me and you both know some dangerous individuals with knives, right? You know, I know some guys that got knives that don't took down people that had guns before. So a knife is a dangerous thing. But did you have to shoot to kill? You couldn't shoot him in his leg. How does a taser not work? Like, I don't think these people, I think the gun is their first resort almost, James. And I'm not, you know, I see both sides. I'm not expecting, because, you know, a lot of people will sit out there and say, oh, well, he just had a knife. You could have took him down. But I, like I said, I know people that are dangerous with knives.
And let's just be honest all across the board. Some situations that police get in, they don't have a choice. Mm-hmm. Here you got a man that's mental out of his mind and young and fit probably, could have did a lot of damage. Mm-hmm. He ain't understanding it. Yeah, he don't, all he see is what he see. So You know, every situation, like I just told you.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ain't justified. Some of them are justified. If you got a man coming at you, Norm, and you got a pistol, and you keep bagging up, and that man keep coming to you, you know he finna do
something. Oh, I am not gonna hesitate. I would have blew him down too. See,
no, but a minute ago you said that they had to shoot to kill. Sometimes,
yeah, see, listening to you talk about Miss Wade, this one they may not have had a choice.
Right.
They may not have had a choice because I'm thinking about like people I know in my family. I know some dangerous motherfuckers with knives, James.
Man.
I got an uncle that has took people down with guns before, James. If you show any bit of hesitation, I don't see it just that quick. Just guns fall on the ground and everything else.
Do you believe that police, they are human, right?
Yeah, of course.
They think like we think. Just because they got a badge don't mean that they ain't no pussies on the police force, that they all militant and with the business and ready to MMA any motherfucker that they come across. Mm-hmm. Ain't the case. You got a lot of wimp motherfuckers, a lot of wimps, a lot of police officers become police officers because of the authority, because they can do this, what people did to them. You know what I'm saying? They can bully you now, opposed to being bullied. So they become police. You have a lot of police out there that just ain't finna go for it. They got a complex out of this world. So this is crazy. And then it takes us into something different, something way far what we're talking about. So when police get out there, they just as scared as anybody else, man. And that's why some of them pull the trigger so goddamn fast, because they scared. Everything goes out of this, out of their brain. They just like us, man. They get butterflies and they panic when they're in that situation. So all of them ain't gonna react like a normal man would when they, you know, some shit happened. You know what I'm saying? They get in a situation, bam, they react the way they truly are. And some of them panic, bro. They don't, you know, you got some out there that'll take that stick off and that belt and fight your ass. You want to fight? I'll fight you.
They got some of those. They got a whole lot of them.
Okay, so it ain't, man, they're just like us. They're scared. When motherfuckers walk out that door, they don't know if they're coming home. Because they're going to run into a cat that ain't playing with them. And that's just going to, you can be cool and calm and talking to somebody. And next thing you know, he pull out a pistol and blow your fucking brains out. So is their occupation dangerous? Yeah. But to get up in the morning with something on your mind already, being pissed off and bringing that to work, such a job as theirs, then that's where they fuck up at. You know what I'm saying? Then when you handle a situation and that situation go big, they, you know, 9 times out of 10, they ain't expecting that.
Yeah, for real.
And now they don't know how to act. They don't know how to react to that situation. So they just like us, man. They have the same feelings and emotions that everybody else do. They just got the gun and the badge. And they think everybody's supposed to listen to them. But when you don't pay attention to them and don't listen to them, that's when you see they used to be bullied, because now they just get buck wild with their job. Now they get careless with their job, bro. That's all you have out here. And people that dealt with the police, everybody, I'm quite sure everybody would agree with me. They just like us, man. They just like us.
Yeah, for real. Well, that third one was kind of 50-50 with me, because I still say, if you're a police officer, James, you should be trained. I think we need more training, probably better training, because, you know, this last one, you know, and thinking about it in hindsight, it's kind of 50-50. I'm thinking about, you know, a man that's crazy, and he probably, you know, the person crazy, they can, you know, you can have a difficult situation on hand with a young, like you said, a dude that's 20 years old, young and fit. Because I was looking at my son the other day, and I thought about it. I was talking shit to him, said, I'll still whoop your ass. And I thought about it. I said, this motherfucker in shape. I might have to hurt him if we get into it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because he's in shape, he's young. I ain't gonna be able to tussle with him for no long time.
Right. So that's just all it is, bro. Is, you know, you got a young cat, he's mentally ill, and he's not thinking And it's just, fuck it. And I know this because I have an uncle. My Uncle Rabbit is like he can go from 0 to 100 and wouldn't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? When he wouldn't own his meds and all that shit, you can't tell Rab shit.
Yeah. Mental illness is something else.
Yeah, so like I said, sometimes it's justified and you understand why they did it. They didn't have a choice. You know what I'm saying? So we got to look at it. What if we was in the position that the young man was in? Did he deserve to be shot that many times? Fuck no. Regardless of what. Unless he running at them, guns are blazing, shoot back.
Yeah, because that's the first thing they want to say. Well, he did have a gun in the car. Well, he didn't shoot the gun.
Having a gun don't mean shit.
It don't mean nothing. It don't mean a damn thing, especially if you're riding within the parameters of the law. You know, so evidently, man, nothing has changed too much. The police are still doing what they're doing. And I don't see this getting better no time soon. I don't see nothing changing. I think it's the same thing. You know, we get mad, we get upset, we march and tear up stuff, but then we right back to the same thing. You know, a day later, somebody else is doing something.
Well, basically, the way that, just say, like, if you're in prison, we find a way to light a match. When they took the cigarettes and matches, we found a way to get them cigarettes and to light them cigarettes. They're going to find a way just to do it different. So they don't get caught up with it. They find a way. Everything changes, bro. And them knowing that the body cam and people taking pictures and people got their cameras out everywhere, they just got to approach shit different. But sometimes they don't think. Because when you're heated and got your mind set for something, it's going to happen.
That's real.
And I'm telling you, man, they are no different from us, bro. They think like we think. They no different from a gang member. Some of them, the ones that's out there like that, if they hate you, they hate you. If it's a gang like me, I talk shit and cuss the police out all motherfucking day. You didn't think them police said, wait till we catch his motherfucking ass. And when I got caught slipping, I got caught slipping. And they whooped that ass. But they didn't. And I don't know how they did, because one time I declined to told Graves I didn't want to talk to him no more. So Graves said, what did you say? I said, I don't want to talk no more. And that motherfucker hauled off and slapped the shit out of me. Now, Graves was at least 340. Big motherfucking white boy. And they came from somewhere else, another division, to handle the gang unit. And when that motherfucker slapped the shit out of me, my eyes stayed watery for about 2 days. 2 days. This one they was doing, first started cops and wanted us to do the cops around the neighborhood and all that shit. This is when they first came out, even on the jail bus, even in the county jail, they sitting back chatting, talking about, you know, fuck their wives and fuck they, you know, got caught cheating and whatever. They bring that shit to their job, man. Mm-hmm. Just like we would go at the, you know, I brought in, want to fuck or want to do something, and we arguing, she done called me cheating. I get up, throw my clothes on, and leave the house. I'm taking that argument outside with me. Now I'm pissed off. Now I'm ready to take my frustration out on somebody else.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the same shit we have here every day. Everything that we do, it plays itself back and forth, over and over again.
Yeah, it's like a rewinding the videotape, an old school video. It's like press the rewind.
Man, that's all you got here. Half of the situations they say they can fix. Why we can't fix certain things when it doesn't happen so many times? Multiple times, the same situation.
You know, the only thing I can think of, James, you know, I've been to Japan maybe 6 times, right? Now, they have guns in Japan. Don't get it twisted. They have guns in Japan. You know, they have access to guns, right? But the average beat police officer in Japan is not walking with a gun. They just got a stick and taser and a couple other things, right? No gun violence, and they are very efficient. I've seen police officers in Japan take people down with no problem.
Right.
Talk about people with knives, bottles, everything. You know, they took them down. I saw a girl take a guy down a pretty nice sized dude down when I was out in Tokyo. So she locked him up and did some kind of martial arts stuff, locked him up. He was on the ground. She put the cuffs on him. She didn't have a problem. Her male partner was there doing the paperwork. She took him down like it was nothing, you know? So I think they may be better trained out there than we are here because they don't have guns. I know their hand-to-hand combat skills is a lot better. But you see the average cop out here, James, them dudes, a lot of these guys out of shape.
A lot of, man, what can you, they are.
They out of shape. You know, you figure you got a 50, 60-year-old man that's a cop, right? He run across a 25-year-old cat. That cat that go to the gym every morning, in shape, young, full of piss and vinegar. He can whoop that ass, y'all get into it. You not go have the stamina to be able to hang with him. You probably got good 1 minute. After that 1 minute is up, your muscles go start locking up on you. You're going to start getting fatigued, and that's when he go getting that ass.
But what training do they get to get on the, and then they get on the force and get in a police car, 320 pounds, 290 pounds, big old fat men, fat women, big old fat white women. They can't do the job they're supposed to.
No, they're not. And that's what I'm telling you is a big difference, James, seeing those people in Japan, those police officers.
Right.
They were very efficient at their jobs. They were nice to people. They weren't rude, but they meant business. I saw this man in Tokyo had a big knife. And I'm not talking about a little knife, James. He had a bone crusher. That lady, the way she took him down, it was like she was trained. She was knife fell on the ground, next thing you know, he on the ground.
Right. When I was in Wichita, they didn't carry, the police didn't carry guns either. And people are so different. People are so different. And the people, even when they got drunk and irate, the police knew how to handle that. You know what I'm saying? It was some cats that we was hanging, that I was hanging with out there. They never seen a gun, never owned one. The way they live and the way we live is something totally different.
It's way different. And I don't know. At this point, that may be just a pipe dream to say that maybe we should disarm our police in America. We may have real problems then because you've always got the element of the streets.
Well, hell, it's too late to do that because too many people have guns.
Yeah, too many people. And you know what, James? And I keep saying this. It ain't the guns. It's the man behind the motherfucking gun.
All the time.
It's the man behind the gun. But we definitely go continue on this path, man. I kind of want to keep talking about, man, police and police reform. And what are we going to do? Maybe we can come up with some solutions on this show properly. Who knows?
Well, I mean, if everybody listening to everybody's, you know, and then paying attention to comments and shit like that, and it gets to a place where we can make change, then that's what we should do.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, the podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Like our recent episode with sisters Regina and Raina King about the why behind their production company, Royal Ties.
We have such a huge love for storytelling without walls, without barriers.
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.